Oscar Pistorius. You remember Oscar Pistorius, Stacey?
I do. And what I remember is that he's kind of hot.
I don't remember what he looks like, but I remember his name. And I remember he was very much looked up to as an Olympian, overcoming a lot of obstacles as a double amputee athlete. And then at the height of all of that fame and adoration, he accidentally shoots his girlfriend and kills her.
Yeah, that was just such an ugly story. And it happened, wasn't it like Valentine's Day?
It was something like that. It was a horrible, horrible incident that took place. There was a lot of arguments of, is he innocent? Is he guilty? Is this on purpose or whatnot? Well, he's now been released on parole after serving nearly 9 years of his 13-year, five-month prison sentence for the fatal shooting of his girlfriend, Rivika Steenkamp, on Valentine's of 2013. Yeah, happy Valentine's Day, 2013. Mm. God. South African Department of Corrections is where he was. They made the announcement early Friday morning, confirming Pistorius' new status as a parolee. Pistorius was secretly moved from the Atter Gridville Correctional Center prison to Pretoria to a parole office before being released to his family. However, the exact time and location of his release were not disclosed. Pistorius, who became eligible for early release after serving at least half his sentence and received parole approval in November, is expected to live initially at his uncle's mansion in an upscale suburb. Police van and private security vehicles were seen outside the residence, highlighting the efforts to maintain privacy. Department of Corrections emphasized that Pistorius' parole details, including the time of release, would not be publicized to protect him from the media attention that's followed him since the tragic incident about a decade ago now. Under strict parole conditions, Pistorius will have limitations on leaving his home, a prohibition on alcohol consumption, mandatory participation in anger management and violence against women programs and community service. He'll also meet regularly with parole officials and be subject to unannounced visits. Additionally, Pistorius is banned from speaking to the media until the end of his sentence, and any breach of parole conditions could result in him going back to jail. South Africa does not employ monitoring devices like ankle bracelets for parole defenders, but Pistorius will be closely monitored by a Department of Corrections official. Must inform the official of any significant life changes, such as seeking employment or moving to a different residence. Rivika Steenkamp's mother, June Steenkamp, expressed her acceptance of Pistorius's parole, acknowledging it as part of South African law. She reflected on the absence of true justice, stating, "Has there been justice for Riva? Has Oscar served enough time? There can never be justice if your loved one is never coming back, and no amount of time served will bring Riva back." June Steenkamp also reiterated her commitment to the Riva Rebecca Steenkamp Foundation, dedicated to continuing her daughter's legacy. Oscar Pistorius has maintained that he shot Riva Steenkamp by mistake, believing she was an intruder in his bathroom. However, prosecutors argued that he intentionally killed his girlfriend during a late-night argument. Before the tragic incident, Pistorius was celebrated as an inspiring role model, overcoming his disability to become a champion sprinter who competed in the 2012 London Olympics. The reaction to Pistorius's parole has been relatively subdued in South Africa, in contrast to the initial public outrage that followed the killing. Advocates against violence towards women expressed hope for Pistorius's rehabilitation. Themba Masango, the Secretary General of Not In My Name International, commented, "We can only wish and hope Oscar Pistorius will come out a better human being. We tend to forget that there is a possibility where someone can be rehabilitated." So there you go. As Oscar Pistorius embarks on this parole journey, South Africa going to be watching this very closely. I don't remember the details of this case close enough, I think, to really render an opinion anymore. Of was he innocent or guilty? Was there a trend of violence with Oscar Pistorius? Was he known for being abusive? I don't know the answer to that.
I don't think he necessarily was, but I think if I remember right, and I don't quite know the details as well as I should, I guess, but I feel like there was some tension in their relationship mm-hmm. before Valentine's Day. There may have been substance, not abuse, but use. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it could make it seem plausible that maybe he did think she was an intruder because he might have been drunk or under the influence of something. Mm-hmm. Just that's what I'm remembering, that it was like, well, why wouldn't you know that's your girlfriend?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, what's going on in your brain at that moment that you aren't thinking clearly that that's the person who's in my house? It's not an intruder. It's the person in my house, like maybe coming to the door going, hey, you all right in there? You've been in there for 45 minutes. What's going on?
There may be some anger things here. I'm looking at a report from Oxygen True Crime, you know, where he allegedly broke a woman's leg after he slammed a door and then punched it in during a party at a house in 2009, causing a panel to fall over on her. Pistorius reached an out-of-court settlement with the woman at that point in time. South African blogger.
There are some anger issues.
It does look like there was some issues here with the way he would handle things. Taylor Memory told the South African outlet Eyewitness News in 2014 that Pistorius and his former girlfriend Melissa Rahm got into a fight, and then Pistorius told everyone to leave. That ignited the incident, she claimed, and saying, quote, as I approached his large outdoor doors, Oscar was furiously trying to close them, she reflected, saying, quote, he started to punch the door, and that is when one of the top panels fell off and hit my left leg. 6 weeks prior to the party, my plaster cast had just come off after having reconstructive surgery on my left ankle. After this happened, I went to tell Oscar that he had hurt me, to which he replied, well, go call your fucking lawyer. Yeah.
So he's got issues with doors as well.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord, dude. And here's the thing, being an athlete, if you've got anger issues, if you've got depression, usually exercise can help you with that. You know, it gets those endorphins going and it makes things better in your brain. So what the hell's going on with this guy that he's this violent being such an elite athlete? It's scary.
Yeah. Well, maybe like the threshold of exercise for the rest of us is much higher for them because he gets such an extreme amount and maybe it's not doing what it should do. Or he's just a shitty human being. I mean, that could really be the answer as well. I don't know. I mean, it would be horrendous to be him if this really truly the story is that he didn't do this intentionally and it was a total accident. And then being labeled an abusive person and a murderer and all this, if it was truly just pulling a weapon when you really shouldn't have and making an awful, awful mistake and having that be your image for the rest of your life, if that's not who you are.
Right.
But if it is who you are, well, then it's kind of, you know, what you have coming towards you. But I don't know, it's interesting what other countries have for laws in terms of murder. Take a look over at Joren van der Sloot, who came to the U.S. and they did kind of this dog and pony show of, we're gonna have you admit to murdering this girl. But we're going to send you back over there and you're probably never going to serve any time because this can run concurrent with your current sentence there. Where is he? I forgot where he's at.
He was Dutch. So I don't know where they're throwing him now.
Yeah.
Things are different all over the world. And the fact that Oscar's not going to have any sort of monitoring device, that's weird.
They apparently don't believe in that, I guess, but what do they have? Like people outside the house just like watching to make sure Oscar doesn't go and run away. Sounds like a horrible
joke. Right?
He's a pretty fast runner. I don't know. It's interesting. As much as we criticize our own system of government and our own judicial system, which does suck, by the way, and has plenty of flaws in it. You look at some of these other ones and you go, there ain't a whole lot that are all that much better in terms of truly bringing justice to victims.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now